Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Yay, welcome. We are so excited to be with you today. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all want a President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And what we've learned over these last couple of years, what we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country.
It's kind of weird. There's sort of a split happening at the same time in our country. I feel like there's more people active and hopeful and little things that are coming up that you see kind of coming against us. People are like, eh, it's like mosquitoes on the windshield.
They feel like little gnats.
And at the same time, there's increased attacks from the left. There's more election officials in Arizona arrested, you know, over the weekend. The net seems to get bigger on J6. People, there's more things happening, but people are less fearful and more active and more aware. It's like, fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, or however that goes. People are more aware and engaged because I think action and movement eliminates fear. Yep. So people are more active, moving more. And do you guys feel that yourself?
Definitely.
Let us know in that comment section, like what you're doing. I know so many people are engaged in school boards, or they're doing something, or you know, they're part of a home group where they're meeting once a week, or they're just doing things, or part of prep groups and doing things. So I think it's a kind of a bad time, kind of a crazy time. I think it's going to be a crazy 168 days. But it's kind of a hopeful time because even if things are bad, if you have a plan of action and you're moving, you're not fearful.
That's
I think
true.
Fear is worse than real problems.
That's exactly right. You know, and God is really talking. Every week I do something called the Prophetic Report on Wednesdays at 11:11. And we go through, you know, the different prophets, what they're saying, what God is saying through them. And it started out, you know, a couple of years ago, it was like 20 or 30 minutes, you know, and now it's got to two and a half hours of just because every single week there's so much that God is saying through the prophets.
And that eliminates fear and increases
it does,
hope.
It definitely really does. And back in March, I showed a video around March the 9th by a prophet by the name of Chris Reed. And he had a dream about our country starting April 8th, which is the eclipse, through July of 2025, with kind of a timeline of what the Lord was showing him was going to happen. Some of the things we could pray about that maybe God would alter them, that maybe God would change them, or maybe they even maybe stopped. They were maybe plans of the enemy. Other things were, hey, these are things to be aware of. And I think in tonight's show, this is going to be really important. God brought it back to my attention. It was so important. I ended up sending it to Clay Clark. I sent it to David. I've watched it three or four times this week. And then last night we were at dinner with our son Colton and his wife. And I said, let's watch it again because I really feel it's important. And so I wanted you all to see it. But I do recommend grabbing a piece of paper, take some notes on these timelines because he gives some dates that God had highlighted to him that I think is really important. Again, this is Chris Reed from March the 9th. Check this out.
Yesterday morning, I had a dream that I believe was very prophetic. It was not one of those normal kind of dreams, and I want to submit it to you all to pray about it, to seek the Lord about it. I believe there's hope and redemption in it, but I believe it's a warning. You know, there are some things that we receive from the Lord that are conditional, that we can pray and it makes a difference or it minimizes the danger or the damage. I know some things are set in stone, but some things can be altered and changed by human behavior and prayer, such as often we talk about Hezekiah, who received the prophetic word that wasn't wrong. Get your house in order, you're going to die. And he turned his face to the wall and repented. And 15 years was added to his life. Same with Jonah and Nineveh. By the time Jonah got his act together and got to Nineveh, he was preaching. Judgment was coming, but that judgment was put off. And so I share this dream to you today in the fear of the Lord. I've just given it a title to recognize it, the Rebirth of America dream. I had an intense dream Saturday morning, March the 9th, 2024, that seemed prophetic about the eclipse in April 2024 that's being talked about, triggering an awakening that starts in April 2024 and lasts until July 2025. So over a year. I'm only sharing the dream, no more, no less. I was moving fast in time in the dream, starting in April 2024 with the eclipse that crossed over Texas, which people have been talking about. It seemed in this dream that Texas was pulled into this. At the same time, around April 2024, a conception, metaphorically, a conception happened at this time and coincided with this eclipse, leading to something serious happening in the nation before the elections in November 2024. Before the elections, something serious. This event caused absolute chaos and affected the elections in the U.S. in November 2024. It seemed like an epic October surprise, and pandemonium ensued. In the dream, I knew that President Biden had fizzled out and they had tried hard to prop him up. But this event right before the election caused a major division of America right before and during the election time. It intensified the division already in the nation to a very scary and intense level. And then the dream shifted, and it was somehow I was in 1968. And I was given an old newspaper which said, quote, assassination of two major leaders in the same year of the Chicago Convention, unquote. And I'm sure you know this to be the case as well. Robert Kennedy Sr., Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr., who were both killed in 1968, tragically. But what's also interesting about 1968, the Democratic Convention was in Chicago. And it's in Chicago in 2024. And I knew that that was significant. But through all of the painful chaos in the streets, the economy, and on the news, America had a huge awakening of awareness of evil and corruption going on in America. And it was like the vast majority of the nation on the other side of this said, we can never let this happen again. We can't. The dream ended, and at the end of the dream, it was July 2025. Now, for some reason, July the 11th was highlighted to me on the calendar. It seemed like most of the chaos ended in the nation, and things were starting to heal by July 2025. It had all started in the April, May 2024 time with the eclipse beginning, coinciding with a conception. And there were 40 weeks long of pregnancy with intense birth pangs intensifying before the delivery. And then there were complications before the birth and after the birth. Since the conception happens in around April, 9 months later would have the baby being born in January of 2025. Now, what's interesting about that, that's also typically when the inauguration takes place. But this baby was born, and the thing that happened right before the election was almost like it went into Braxton Hicks contractions. It seemed like the birthing time was then, but it was still very intense and felt very real. And it was like the baby wanted to come at that moment, but somehow it was delayed to not being born ahead of time as a premature baby, before the election, when this bad event happens, and it held off until January. So the birth, as I said, was in January 2025 and was placed in an incubator even after it was born for several months. The baby lived, and it was a beautiful baby. And the dream ended by me seeing this baby wrapped in an American flag. And it was like in the maternity ward. And you know how like they have babies laying in little beds with their name tags at the top? The name of the baby was America. And so I couldn't help believe it was the rebirth of America. And so I think what's important, you know, to share about that, just a summary. I'm gonna pull this summary up here. The dream seems to portray an awakening starting in April 2024 with a significant shaking going on, starting then. Coinciding with a 40-week long painful and traumatic pregnancy. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections, and the chaos lasted for several months. And the birth occurred in January of 2025, requiring care in the incubator at least until July 2025. The 1968 convention, which was chaotic, by the way, the Democratic convention in 1968 was very chaotic. It was very much a time like now. There was a lot of protests and just, does anybody remember the convention of 1968 in Chicago? Yeah, well, it's scheduled to be in Chicago this year. And here's the part. And we need to pray about all of this. I think this is a warning and a call to the intercessors and to the people of God to take this serious. Because in the dream, referencing the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, referencing knowing Martin Luther King Jr., and of course Bobby Kennedy were both killed, I felt that the warning was there seems to be an indication of a coming assassination attempt sometime during this 16-month process from April 2024 till July 2025. And so we don't want to see that happen to anybody. But I feel that this is important to share and to put before the body of believers to pray into this to see if the Lord can intervene and help us and show us what to pray and how to pray and if some of this can be lessened or prevented. And I believe the dream was significant. And so I think we are entering into a unique time in American history. These next, starting in April, I mean really now, but starting in April, there is a 16-month process or thereabouts that I believe is very integral to the restoration or the rebirthing of this nation. So will you help me pray about this? Will you help me pray into this?
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.
All right, Flyover family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order for my pillow and get the things that I needed. So let's look inside. I got some My Pillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and flip it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
Now, a lot of you, I don't know if you kind of grew up in the same era we did, but there was a really cool thing that when you were in grade school where you'd kind of put your hand out to give somebody five and then you'd pull it back like, and be like, oh, psych, you know, you missed it. And the thing is, that worked a couple of times, you know, like maybe a sixth grader do that to a third grader, or you had an older brother or sister that would do that. But it didn't work over and over and over. But for some reason, in other categories of our life, that kind of tends to be the pattern. We're going to talk about kind of a current thing that's coming, but I think it's important to give it some context. We're seeing a lot of videos. Chris Cuomo, famously, when he's on CNN, every night was shaming people. You saw the late night host saying, hey, you know, if you have a heart attack and you wanted to come into the hospital, Jimmy Kimmel famously said that, you know,
if you haven't been vaccinated,
then hey, you know, somebody comes in vaccinated, come on in. If you've not, hey, we're sorry. Hey, sorry, Wheezy, stay out there in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have anything for you. They use that kind of language for years to scare, guilt, and shame, force people. If you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose social status, you're not gonna be able to visit your kid in college, you can't attend a sporting event.
Cause like, a lot of fear.
Tons of fear with a death ticker going on the TV and like, hey, if you don't do what we say, then you are a bad person. Now we're seeing Chris Cuomo, famously been on Patrick Bet David and a lot of other shows, sharing that he has received a vaccine injury from this.
And knows a lot of people that have.
And he had on a guest on his new show, the former director of the CDC, the Center of Disease Control. I want to play this clip because as we go into the next thing, it's very important to remember how many times they've put their hand out to give you five and went like this. So let's play this clip real quick to give a context.
You know, those of us that tried to suggest there may be significant side effects from vaccines, we kind of like with the rest of your show that you had early on, we kind of got canceled because no one wanted to talk about the potential that there was a problem from the vaccines because they were afraid that that would cause people not to want to get vaccinated. The reality is I was part of Warp Speed. These are important vaccines. We saved a lot of lives. They're important for the most vulnerable people, those over 65 years of age. They really aren't that critical for those of that are under 50 or younger. And but those vaccines saved a lot of lives, but they're also, we have to be honest, some people got significant side effects from the vaccine. I have a number of people that are quite ill, and they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine. And we just have to acknowledge that.
Well, people have been saying that a long time and never allowed anyone to acknowledge that before this point, which is pretty fascinating.
They were forcing these onto children. They were forcing this onto pregnant mothers. They were forcing this on to everybody. And it was very experimental and not allowing you to have the choice. Aaron Rodgers was on with Tucker Carlson this past weekend, and I watched that. And he said it was a big point of contention. Players in the NFL did have an option, but they came in and put high pressure in every single locker room to try to get over 90% compliance. But if you were in the ticket sales, if you were a non-player, you didn't have an option if you wanted to keep your job. A lot of trainers, coaches, a lot of people left the league, you know, during that. So the military, we saw the exact same thing. Thousands of what I consider high level leadership people, because they had a moral compass and
they
didn't
said, I'm not going to bow.
We lost some people. I think probably had the best, you know, leadership quality. So the question I ask it, there's probably a lot of you that are looking at this, and I'm not trying to create fear for people that got the vaccine. I think the number of dosages. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's still not hidden out there. But ask yourself this question. Have you ever, in a comment section, in a conversation in the church for you, have you ever met someone that did not get the vaccine and lives with regret?
No.
Have you ever met somebody that said, you know what, I'm going to be responsible for my own health care, and if there is a way that I can treat myself at home without going into the hospital and receiving additional experimental medications, mm-hmm. like that's probably the best way to go. People who said, I'm going to focus more on staying out of fear and increasing my immune system, making healthy choices in my life. What are all the options that God's already put on earth? Because we know that nobody is deficient in a vaccine.
Right.
Nobody's deficient in ibuprofen. Nobody's deficient in Tylenol. Nobody's deficient in any of these things. So what steps can be taken? Well, here's the next thing. I'll please show this video or this article from the Daily Mail. There's a guy named Robert Califf.
He's the FDA commissioner.
He's not the lead character in the TV show Breaking Bad. If you've watched this clip, he's the head of the FDA. I just want to read a couple of quotes from this article. He says this virus, he's talking about the bird flu, that is like ramped up. USA Today, a lot of people did articles on this over the last week. And I want to put up, they're creating an awareness to begin creating conversations mm-hmm. at your water cooler, because you got, well, people mentioned, I've heard about that. That's a big thing. That's really kind of coming up. So he says, this virus, like all viruses, is mutating. He's told the policymakers, he was speaking in front of House representatives, we need to continue to prepare for the possibility that it might jump to humans. The real worry is that it will jump to the human lungs. When that has happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate is over 25%. And they kind of show some graphs of where this has happened. They show states where this has been found
in the dairy herds,
mm-hmm. and they've been eliminating thousands and thousands of cattle from the supply. They create this graphic image that shares there. Could my fridge contain bird flu? That image has been embedded in lots of media going around because it makes you want to think like, oh, I better think twice before I have milk or yogurt or a dairy product. But this
next part is fascinating.
But listen to these words right here, because this is where it kind of comes in my initial analogy of, hey, give me five. Woo, here's where this is heading. Create fear. Which, build the problem, mm-hmm. and then, hey, guess what? We've got a solution. Check this out. Championing Americans' position, Dr. Califf added, we are in an enviable position compared to any time in the history of the world. Well, why is that, Mr. Breaking Bad? Viruses are relatively simple, so coming up with a matching vaccine is entirely possible in a short period of time. That's their solution, you kind of start to wonder a little bit if the people that own the tire store are driving around at night putting nails on the roads.
Yes.
And that is kind of what it looks like. Now, a lot of this is beyond our level of expertise. We are not medical doctors. We've never played one on television.
Nope.
But we
do stay at a Holiday Inn.
Know one that has an incredible combination of a predetermined moral compass. She was a member of the frontline doctors, and she's also full of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and is deeply rooted in the Word of mm-hmm. God, and shares that wisdom on a regular basis. We're so glad to actually call her friend, Dr. Stella Emanuel.
Yay!
There she is.
Welcome.
Thank you, Stace and David. We are at the beginning again. A few weeks ago, I think it was like April 25th or 26th, I sent out a post on X talking about bird flu in our milk. At that time, they said it was near a fourth milk. And I said, this is like slow-mo to destroying our cows and bringing up a vaccine. It wasn't a long time. They said they found it in a human being. And then now they are saying it's jumping from humans to animals. So I've been posting about bird flu for the past like maybe 3 weeks. Initially, some people, oh, my God. Some people were like, no, Dr. Stella, it's fear-mongering. They are trying to do this the same way they did COVID. If you think about it, like way back in 2020, like January, in fact, we started maybe around December. There was talking about this virus in China that somebody ate bat soup. We went to the market and ate bat soup and a virus started, and that at that time, no, it could not be transmitted from humans to humans. And then they allowed people to leave the Chinese New Year festival and fly all over the world. And then they say, oh, yeah, it can be transmitted from human to human. And within a few weeks, we were in lockdown. So, and it started just like this. Exactly. They went from it's in a bat, then it's somebody ate raw bat soup, and then it's now in humans, but it can't transmit, and now it's going to transmit. So now they are telling us, oh, it's in birds and cows, it's crossed to humans, and we are worried that it's going to mutate to go human-to-human transmission. Do you know how long it takes a virus to mutate from one state to the another? A virus to mutate from going to like a zoonotic virus to human, it takes a long time. So they are just throwing these words out and making human beings to believe it. Mm-hmm. They have a plan. They probably have already produced this a modified RNA. They have already produced a modified bird flu, which is the H5N1, and they are ready to release it. So they are testing our sewer now to find out. That's the same thing I said with COVID. They are ready to release it, and they already have a vaccine. The bottom line is that they want a vaccine in everybody's hands. I talked about this in 2020, that COVID was a Trojan horse for the jab, and the jab is a Trojan horse for transhumanism and human 2.0. The other things that are ready is digitalization is ready. So they are finding a way to get this nano programmable digital mark into everyone. And the Bible talks about it, that's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to buy yourself without the mark. So now when they start with vaccines, then it'll be vaccine passports. And then they'll be like, oh yeah, people are losing their records, so we need to put it under your skin. So they're going to have to like put maybe the quantum dot tattoo, which will carry your vaccine record, your money and everything else. So everything is coming together. The BRICS nations are getting ready to crash the economy in dumping the dollar as fast as you can say Jack Robinson. The over 200 and something banks in America can collapse any day. If you go online right now, you pull any country and put digital ID, you realize that most countries, almost every country that have done that has gone some kind of level in their digital ID. And their goal is to have everybody digitalized by 2025. SWIFT has digital ID getting ready between 12 to 24 months. So I've said this numerous times, that they're going to have a disruptive event. They're going to bring more pandemics. And when they finish doing this, they're going to try to get vaccines into people's vaccine passport and total control. This is what the problem is. And these demons have no problems killing people in the interim. They love it. They want depopulation. You hear them talk about, you know, the population of the world is high. They want people depopulated. So in their quest for total global control, they will kill as many people as possible on their way to it. And we know that because the Bible talks about it, that, you know, that they're going to be releasing these spirits out of the Euphrates that will kill one third of humanity. So we know this is coming. Bird flu, when it's in humans, H5N1 is very, very, is highly, very, is it, when it affects human beings, the mortality rate is very high. You even say 25%, some say up to 50%. So the mortality rate is high. So a lot of people are probably going to die if they choose to release this, except maybe they have they've modified it to be less virulent, to be less deadly. But the bottom line is that they have a vaccine ready for it. And they are trying to push these vaccines everywhere. So I would say humanity, number one, do not be afraid. We have things that you can use to mitigate bird flu. Because remember, bird flu is an RNA virus. RNA viruses can be treated with zinc, but zinc cannot enter the cell. So zinc needs something like quercetin, which is a weak ionophore, to enter the cell. So we have it in covivites. There you go. We have it in covivites, and we advise everybody start taking it, build your immunity. We have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in covivites. We have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in COVID sleep. We have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in COVID light, including many other things that you need. We even have gummies for children. There are other things that can help also to open zinc channels like elderberry. So we have vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry gummies for children. So my advice right now to humanity, to everybody, to America, to anybody listening to me is, do not wait for these demons to release something and then you get sick. Please. I sent out a video on Twitter this week and I was just begging. I'm practically begging everyone. Start right now and start taking your vitamins to build your immunity against these demons. Vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Especially zinc and quercetin. Start taking it now. Build your immunity. I tell people all the time, you can't take, there's a maximum quantity of zinc you can take in a day without it causing copper deficiency. You know, you can, so, and anemia. So you can ask your doctor about that. But we have put it, you can buy it over the counter, you can buy it everywhere, but we've put it on our website in something called Covivite. Please, please don't wait till things get crazy. The second thing I want everybody to do is to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till this get crazy. Mm-hmm. Go on our website, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. We have a package called COVID Care Pack that has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. It has budesonide. It has a handheld nebulizer you can use. It has a pulse oximeter to check your oxygen. Because if you look at the symptoms of bird flu, they're kind of just like COVID. It goes from, you know, you're going to feel, people feel achy in your muscles, muscle pain, muscle aches, sometimes conjunctivitis like red eyes, you know, runny nose, sneezing, fever. And of course, it can also cause respiratory distress and death. So that is why it is important that you have the budesonide that can help deal with respiratory distress. You have the nebulizer to be able to breathe it. And you have something. So the COVID care, that is the most important thing that I want everybody to get right now. And please get it, put it in your medicine cabinet. And I'm just appealing to doctors all over the country. Prescribe hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin to your patients. Let them get it, put it in their medicine cabinet. I had a doctor send a message to me. He wants to get his whole family taken care of. So I'm like, why can't you just call it in for yourself? You're a doctor, you're an MD, you don't need me. He's like, oh, he tried to call it and pharmacists will not fill it. So yeah. One of the things that we have established is mom and pop pharmacies all over the country that will ship these medicines to you. I am begging. I am seriously begging. Get the Covivites. If you go on our website, go to the marketplace, you have Covivites there, and you have what we call Daily Immune Boost. The Daily Immune Boost has Covilite and Viral Immune Plus. These two things can cover anything from Ebola to Marburg to COVID flu, bird flu, and whatever. But please, people don't know just how, I wish I could just stand on the roof and just scream that don't take this lightly. Don't wait till it gets crazy. Don't wait till everybody's running helter-skelter, and definitely don't take no crazy vaccine. You know what I'm saying? And if you go on our website, if you use promo code FLYOVER, you're going to get a discount. Please, America, please, today, don't wait. Today. Get the vitamins that you need. Start building your immunity. Go online. Order it online. Vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Or just get quercetin and zinc and start taking it. Ask your doctor how much of it you should take. And just please do it today. Or go on drsellermd.com. Order this stuff. Please. I'm just begging. Don't wait till this bird flu thing becomes a greater thing and people start dying and then people start getting frantic. Because you see, that's the thing that happens. If it gets frantic and everybody's calling us at the same time, we're going to be inundated with calls and patients.
Yeah.
And it'll take us days to see people. I remember during Delta, people died waiting for us to see them because at all times T, we had like 2,000 patients waiting to see us. It was that bad. So Please just listen right now. Get ready. Moreover, we just had a tornado, a storm pass through Texas. It was so crazy. I feel like that if that was not normal, people saw, maybe it was an energy directed weapon or something, but this storm hit Texas in Houston. We don't get tornadoes. And people did not have electricity some people still don't have electricity since Thursday till today.
Yeah, there's over half a million that don't have electricity right now.
Yes. So imagine if we were out of electricity, you will not be able to reach us because there will be no internet. What if something crazy happens and there's no internet, how would you even reach us?
That's exactly right. And we're 168 days, Dr. Stella, from the 2024 election. You look at what happened in 2020. It's interesting because it was around March that COVID and all of that, you know, now we're in May and what we're experiencing here. And I mean, we have these articles all out here because they're all talking about this bird flu that's coming out. And that even the CDC, they were talking on USA Today, the CDC unveils dashboard to track bird flu as virus spreads among dairy farms. And they're actually planning on checking our waste. So as the waste is coming out and they would lock down certain areas, it sounds like, based on waste coming out when they're checking it to see if anybody has the bird flu.
And so instead of having people go and test and swab and do the nasal thing, they made it say Jackson County is now locked down. Well, why? Well, it's in the water. Don't argue with us. We're doing this for your best. You need to stay home. It's dangerous to go out. Jackson County, Harris County is locked down because it's in the waste. We've detected it in there. Trust us, it's in there. Harris County is now locked down. You know, I mean, they're gonna do it area by area, and they have the mechanism in place to do that. And it's unquestioned authority that can just put it on lockdown without individual cases. So they're kind of, it'll be a kind of a little bit of a ramped up version of detection and lockdown.
Oh, our poor cows, moomoos. You know, there's something else that I know, I don't know what, when I was on the show last time, I think I told you guys about this, that the Lord, I get prophetic visions. The Lord had me. Remember I said we're going to do a development project?
Yeah.
And then we're going to buy a property and develop it. It was going to probably take us 2 years. And then I went to prayer for 3 days. I said, Lord, should I buy this property? Should I buy this property? And then I had this prophetic dream where there was chaos everywhere. You cannot go more than maybe 3 miles from your house. There was police everywhere. For you to go from your house 3 miles to the other, just close by, you needed like some kind of paperwork. You needed like a passport or something, or a permission slip to even go to the next neighborhood, you know. So everywhere was chaotic. Police were everywhere. Things were locked down. People were hiding in their homes. So I remember I said that. A few weeks ago. Yeah, it was about 2 months ago. So I knew that I've been saying that there's going to be a disruptive event. And when this disruptive event happens, they're going to lock down everything. People are going to be, you know, it's going to be chaotic again. So please stock up food, stock up water, stock up, everything that you need. Stock up medications, 7 antibiotics you need in an emergency, stock it up. Get your COVID complete pack, get the vitamins that you need, stock up everything that you need. They are about to start this foolishness again. And the only reason that they are doing it is because they are really ramping up on their digital control. And the best way to control humanity, they realize that people will get very, very fearful when it comes to diseases. So that has been their go-to to get us, to control us. So, and they're already talking about it being a pandemic. That means they're talking about it being worldwide. So this is something that the whole world needs to wake up and push back on. But I tell people, you cannot push back when you're sick. You cannot push back when you can't breathe. You know, sometimes people are like, well, there's no COVID, there's no virus, there's no flu, there's no this. That's foolishness. They say that until they can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, something is being released. And whatever is being released, we have found out that, you know, zinc and quercetin can build your immunity to it. We have found out that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin have antiviral properties for many, many viruses. So please, please, please take my advice right now. Go on drstellamd.com, get stock up, do what you need to do to protect you and your family. We have gummies for children that has vitamin C, zinc, and elderberry. So because with COVID, they have no reason to give vaccines to children because children did not really get sick from COVID like that. We will have parents come into the clinic, the mom and the dad can't breathe, and the children have a little cold and they're running all over the place. So children did not get sick from COVID. They had no business in vaccinating children. Mm-hmm. Now they are not just vaccinating children with mRNA with COVID. Most of our other vaccines right now are becoming mRNA. All of them are talking about it. The bottom line is they want an mRNA jab into everyone in the world, and they want to use it in combination with digital ID for control.
Man, that is huge. Okay, so I also want to address Dr. Stella, because I'm sure there's people listening here that have either had the COVID vaccine or they've had family members that have had it, and you do have some solutions. So when we go to drstellamd.com, where should they go to find those solutions if they've had the vaccine and they want to detox, or they want to do something about it?
If you go, yeah, that's it, Vax Detox. We have a two-step approach to helping people deal with the vax, this thing. First of all, we give them prayer. Reason is, this stuff is demonic. These vaccines have luciferase in it. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every demon bows, every luciferase bows. So we have prayers. The Bible says in Titus 3 verse 5 that salvation is by the washing of regeneration. Regeneration. Mm. That means regenerating you. What happened in the Garden of Eden was a genetic corruption, was a spiritual genetic corruption, which that is why it came down all of Adam's, all of us, all of Adam's seed. So we need to, if you pray the same way that the Lord regenerated us from the Adamic nature in salvation, he can regenerate you from this demonic injection. It was with prayer and the same way, repentance. People are like, why should I repent? You should repent because you took the vaccine, because you didn't hear God. You were fearful. You took it for convenience. You didn't trust God to feed you. You didn't trust God to give you a job. So you decided, I must take it for my job. So whatever reason that it coaxes you to take it, it was, whether it was lack of faith, lack of, because there are many people that heard God about it and said, don't take it. Whether you were not connected to the Lord enough to be able to hear the Lord on these issues. Even when we came out and started screaming, a lot of people still did not hear. It was like God sent a prophet to tell the world, calm down, don't do this, but you did it anyway. So I know that people were deceived to take it, but you need to repent because you were deceived. You know what I'm saying? So repentance means I regret taking it. Lord, just have mercy on me. And then you pray this prayer. And we've seen miracles. We've seen paralyzed people get released. People that had heart problems get delivered. We've seen a lot of problems, a lot of things get released. And when people truly pray the prayer, they can feel the regeneration flow through them. Each time we pray for people, they will say, I feel it flow through me. So, and then, of course, to deal with the physical aspect of it, well, we put people on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and then we get them to take a detox to help them to help detox. So those, that is what we do. So you order your hydroxychloroquine, you take the detox, but most important, you do the prayer. So, you know, and remember, we're all the prey, whether you are vaccinated or unvaccinated, we're all the prey. Yep. So don't beat up your fellow humans, help each other out. You know.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
I love it. Important. I love it. Well, the best time to buy an umbrella is before it's raining, yes. Not while you're being rained on. So take action now. Again, each individual, it is an American principle of personal responsibility, mm-hmm. that hey, I need to be in charge of my own life, not default sit in the back seat, letting a drunk driver drive the car that you're living in. And yep. When it comes to your health, your finances, your children's education, some of these major important areas, we all need to take a higher level of leadership in what we're doing within our own homes, within our own bodies. These are actionable items that you can do now to stay healthy outside of hospitals and being treated on your own to get through these things. And Dr. Stella is the best at having a business mind to understand the flow, to be able to get you taken care of quickly through telemedicine, and then solutions products that she's worked with manufacturers to develop based on exactly what she knows you need.
So I just want to remind the Flyover family, you're going to go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Flyover for the discount, but Covivites, that's the CD, zinc, and quercetin. So that's kind of taking care of that. Is that right, Dr. Stella?
Yes. What they need is CD, zinc, and quercetin, especially zinc and quercetin. So they can, you can find it in Covivites. It's also in Covilite. So if you're taking Covilite daily, like I do, you don't need to take anything else because you also have CD, zinc, and quercetin.
This one here is power.
I love it. I just added 3 more bottles today because it's so good. I love it.
And she's always mixing it for somebody. Here, try this.
You need to try this. I'm always telling people because it's absolutely amazing. And it tastes so good. But they also need to get the COVID care pack. And they do that by the telemedicine. So they go through that, fill out the forms, do that, get the call, get set up. to get your the COVID care pack so you're ready in case something happens.
I love this. This is genius. It's a way to beat the CDC, the FDA, all the three-letter agencies, those working against you, Bill Gates, all of them. I want to read a quote from Bill Gates. Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum believe that we should reduce our reliance on animal food products as part of their globalist views. Thus, a food scare is westernized countries with market recalls and disruption of poultry, meat, and other further dystopian goals for the Davos Club. Everything that they're doing is against humanity. It's against nature. It's against using what God created. They're going to like, no, we're going to make laboratory meat. You don't need the meat God made. We're going to provide vaccines. You don't need the immune system that God made. Everything is totally against God's plan. And everything you have is the ability to be able to kind of beat them at their own game by using what God's already put here on the earth. But you got to be preemptive. You got to be doing these things before you get it.
You know, one of the things that I do is on our website, too. I do the medicinal herbs like moringa, lemongrass. You know, when we were growing up, when you get malaria, my mom would just throw these herbs and boil them. And then they would cover me on top of you with a blanket and you breathe it. And then they would make you drink it. And I don't know what the thing would just knock the thing out of your system. So we're producing medicinal herbs now, like moringa. Moringa has such medicinal properties. Lemongrass, mint, ginger, turmeric. You know, I mix them in a tea and I drink it. It kind of keeps me healthy. I went through the whole flu season and I didn't get sick. The people around me got sick because sometimes they take this stuff for granted. But, you know, because I'm drinking my herbal tea that tastes so good. And then I'm taking my Covilite. I'm pretty much good.
Well, the difference is you listen to Dr. Stella. It's hope. It's life. Yes. When you listen to the news, USA Today, Daily Mail, it's fear, it's death. They like scare you, but here we got the solution. These things are making, and you know what, even if there was nothing coming, like just sniffles and cold and flu, these are all life-giving things to make you stronger and healthy. These are things you can be deficient in because God made them.
That's exactly right. So Dr. Stella, as always, before we let you go, would you be willing to pray for the flyover family?
Yes, I just want to say that one of the things, the biggest ways to prepare is to be spiritually prepared. We are in very, very perilous times. Remember, the safest place to be right now is in Christ. I do believe that before these demons get really, really crazy and try to lock all of us and jab all of us, the Lord is going to come and rapture the church out. So make sure you're right with the Lord, that when the Lord comes to rapture us, that you go with us. So, Father, I just pray for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. I pray that the veil will come off the minds of people and people will not would know you and they would know Jesus for real in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would draw the hearts of people to you, O God. Your word says it is not your will that any should perish. That, Father, you would pour out your spirit one more time to draw the hearts of people to you before all this craziness happens, oh God. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that people will wake up and do what the needful for their families. They will not be so caught up in fear that they will be paralyzed and not able to do what they need to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the voice of the enemy that has been deceiving people, causing people to procrastinate, taking care of themselves, Father, that those voices will be silenced in Jesus' name. I pray that humanity will wake up, that we will wake up and we will stand for righteousness, stand against these demons in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just show us mercy. Jesus, show us mercy. Our enemy is too strong for us, Lord. Arise, oh God, and expose their craftiness. Expose, oh God, the devices of the wicked. And let the people of the world wake up and see this wickedness in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take control. Set confusion among them, that they themselves will begin to expose their evil in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, for everyone listening to the sound of my voice, let the heavens rend open and pour down righteousness. And let the earth open and bring forth salvation. And bring them into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for all the flyover family and all the other patriots out there that are fighting, oh God, that your hand of protection will be upon our lives, upon every one of us in the name of Jesus. Your word says the angels of God encamp around about those that fear God to deliver them. Father, encamp around about us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Dr. Stella, you are the best. Thank you so much.
I'll advise everyone to also decrease Psalm 91 over your home and family. Yes. And go to drstellamd.com. Get what you need. Be prepared. Do not be scared. Use promo code FLYOVER so that you can get a discount. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you, Dr. Stella. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
President Xi Jinping and President Vladimir Putin are signing joint statement of the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation on deepening the comprehensive partnership and strategic cooperation. Partnership entering new era in the context of 75th anniversary of establishing diplomatic relations between the two countries.
Our timely joint initiative to move bilateral settlements in national currencies has had a great effect on our trade, and 90% of all settlements are done in ruble and yuan. We've just been discussing the further directions of our cooperation, all in the interests of Russia's and China's economies.
5 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, I tell you, you almost hear love music, you know, between these two. And this was avoidable. It's U.S. policy, Kamala Harris statements, and this was intentional from day one and it, to drive Putin into the loving arms of Xi Jinping. And here's the result. Here's what sanctions did with them. Here's what the locking Putin out of the SWIFT system. Here's what it did. He's like, okay, we'll circumvent that. I'll stop using your fiat currency that's not backed with anything but debt. The two countries that have backed their currency with gold the most after the last several years, Russia and China, they're joining together. Mm-hmm. And you see that 90% of all of their trade. How much?
90%.
How much dollars does China spend, trade, exchange? A lot. 90% is being done in the yuan and the ruble. Russia's military is now 15% bigger and stronger than it was the day they invaded Ukraine. We're losing this, and you're not catching this kind of message on Fox or CNN. They're like, nope. Oh, we're winning, we're strong. This was what kept America artificially propped up, in spite of the fact you look around your house, nothing was made in America. It's made in China.
Yep.
It's made in these Latin American countries that are also now going to be trading in the ruble and the wand. Here's how you protect yourself. Same as being able to get your health up outside of being able to do that, is have physical gold and silver. Now, honestly, guys, you can choose to do this or not do this. Everything is up to the individual. Silver, we were talking, it was $20, $18 an ounce. It's $20 an ounce. It's $25 an ounce. It's gone from 28 or 29 to over 32 in the last week. It broke 32 this morning. It broke 30 on Friday. It is rapidly changing because people are getting out of this and they're backing it in that.
And we've known Dr. Kirk for 25 years. You can go to flyovergold.com. Again, it's flyovergold.com. Fill out your information on that page and someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. Or if you scroll back up to the top there, Seth, the phone number there is 720-605-3900. Again, it's 720-605-3900. You can call that number and someone will set up an appointment for you. Do it today. Be really glad you did.
No reason to be in fear in this process. Whatever your situation is, they can walk you through this. But I guarantee this is going bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it. You want to be on the front end or the back end. So we bless you to make wise choices for you and your family, for those that depend on you to make it through this time. We bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up in a more powerful way and to be fear-free.
That's every way exactly possible. Right. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll see you back here next time.
See you guys next time, guys. Peace out.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.